On today's program, we'll talk about how, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. In addition, we'll focus on man's interior conflict. We've got a lot to cover in 30 minutes. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hello there. How are you? Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. As we continue our look at the daily mass readings, and in addition today, we will also reflect on man's interior conflict. Now, last night on the program, we focused solely on the daily mass readings, and I like to do that from time to time because oftentimes we've got such a powerful message and so many things I want to talk about based on the daily scriptures that it cuts into the other part of the program, and I end up doing just a few minutes on the theme. Tonight, we're going to try to do both of them. We'll look at the book, My Daily Bread, as we typically do every Wednesday, unless I decide not to. And we will look at the daily mass readings, which, once again, digs into the Acts of the Apostles in the first readings. We get a glimpse into the early church and the Gospel of John in our Gospel reading. So we're really getting some powerful messages from God's written word in sacred scripture throughout the Easter season. I hope you're enjoying what we're doing here. I hope you enjoy the program. I want to thank you for tuning in faithfully every night. I want to thank you for your financial contributions. You are, and as I said, you're the reason, I've said this so many times, it's so true, you're the reason why I'm still able to do this show. You are the reason why I am still able to do full-time ministry. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't be possible. So, if you like my show, if you like the work that I do, you know that you have yourself to thank that I'm still around. If you don't like me, well, if you don't like me, you're probably not going to be listening to the show, right? That makes sense. But if you don't like me, you're the reason I'm still around. So, therefore, it's your own fault. But in all seriousness, I want to thank you. I really appreciate your support financially and spiritually. Really, you are the reason why I'm still here. You're the reason why I do the show. I love talking about Jesus, and I do it because I really want to reach out to you, and I really want to help you to grow closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the best move you can ever make, and the important thing to do, to remember, is that it's very possible to develop a close personal friendship with Christ. You just have to do a few extra things. I've been blessed recently to be speaking a lot, especially on the radio, as well as personal appearances, about my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. That was my title. I really wanted that title to illustrate just how doable it is to become friends with Jesus. I think so many times we struggle with the idea and we think, well, that's not for me, that's for the holy people. And even some of us who are Catholic, we think from time to time that it's not a Catholic thing. Catholics don't have that personal relationship with Jesus. Well, that's wrong, but that's the way many Catholics think. We have to understand that we do have access to Jesus. We have access to him in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. We have access to him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and certainly we can and should become friends with him. So I'm blessed to be able to talk about that, to talk about my friend Jesus and how he has changed my life through our friendship. And I'll tell you what, I've written the book. I believe in these 10 amazingly easy steps. These are steps that I follow every day. But I have a long, long way to go until I'm satisfied with my relationship with Jesus. In fact, I will never be satisfied with my relationship with Jesus because I need to work on it throughout the rest of my life. We all do. You never want to get to that point where you say, that's it, I don't have to work anymore, because then that's when the relationship begins to suffer. So I'm going to be working on it using those 10 steps. And I kid you not, you put these 10 steps into practice, it will work. Ultimately, what you have to start with is the desire to be friends with Jesus, and then you have to encounter him every day. There. That's the basis of my book. It's really simple, and it's something that we can all do. So, on this program, we talk a lot about Jesus. We talk a lot about his church, and we're going to see a great example of the importance of his church in our first reading today. If you would like me to speak to come to your parish to give a talk, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. If you have any questions, please email me. And also remember that I'm continuing to ask for additional financial contributions, especially new monthly donors, to be able to help me continue this work that I do. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on the donate tab. And also, if you're someone who shops at Amazon.com, if you would please, instead of just going directly to Amazon.com, if you would please just go to my website first and then click on the Amazon link from my webpage, that would be very, very helpful. It'd be helpful for me because I get a small commission on anything that you purchase. And you get the same prices. So nothing, you're not affected at all, but it would really help me out. And again, Mystic Monk Coffee, you know I'm a big fan of Mystic Monk Coffee. If you're in the market for some great coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink, in fact, please check out the link to Mystic Monk Coffee on my website, followingthetruth.com. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, and I'll be happy to talk about it. But again, thank you for everything, for all of your help, especially your prayers. It means a lot that you are supporting me. So thank you. And you ready to get started? I need to take a sip of my beverage du jour, drinking it out of my Mother Angelica coffee mug today. Don't let that sway your opinion, though. When you try to guess my beverage, this might fool you. Very good, very good. From my Mother Angelica coffee mug. But if you said coffee, you're wrong. See, I told you. I'm going to fool you a little bit tonight. It's actually a mug filled with water. Right? Nothing fancy. Today, just ordinary tap water. That does the job. That's my beverage. I hope you've got a good beverage. Hope you got a good snack. Hope you're ready to get started. Let's put ourselves into the presence of our Lord. Let's just pause for a minute and think about him watching over us. You know, we all have our own struggles. We all have our own problems. We all have our own battles that we fight every day. One of the worst mistakes that we make is losing sight of the fact of the Lord's presence. Once we start to fail to see him in our daily lives, everything begins to crumble. Let's remember that he's not only here, that he not only can listen and wants to listen to us, he's not going to get bored with us, but that he can help us with our problems. You know, I can listen to you. If you'd like to email me about your problems, I would love to hear things you're going through, and I can pray for you, but I can't change anything. I can pray, which is helpful, but the Lord, he can change things. There is nothing that is impossible for the Lord. So if we don't turn to him frequently and ask for his help, we're making a huge mistake. So please continue to do that and pray for the ability to see him in everything that happens to you throughout the day. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for the gift of a new day. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, as well as the Holy Spirit. You've given us so many helps as we walk through this often treacherous path of life. We ask you to continue to help us, to continue to guide us. Please inspire us to always follow your will. Grant us the strength that we need to proclaim our faith, our belief in you, to keep on keeping on even when we might not feel like it. Father, we come before you today and we acknowledge your greatness. We acknowledge the fact that you created everything, including us, out of nothing. You created the heavens, you created the earth. You created each one of us. With you, Father, all things are possible. We know that because your Son, Jesus, said it. while he was praying to you in his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. So we know that all things are possible for you. Even the most difficult, challenging problem in our life is completely solvable for you. We might not be able to solve it, but Father, we know you can. So it's with that confidence that we turn to you today and we ask you to help us. Help us to grow closer to you. Help us to be able to lead other souls close to you. Help us with the many problems that we face in our life right now. Grant us the courage to share our faith, to share our love for you with those around us. Help us to experience your peace throughout the day, no matter what's happening to us. Help all of those who are sick. We know, Father, that you know the best healing for them, and you will do what's best. We ask you to heal them. Heal them physically, if it be your will. Heal them mentally, if necessary. Heal them spiritually. You know best what they need. Help all those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who may be struggling financially, those who are facing religious persecution or dealing with extreme weather conditions. Help them. We know you can do it, Father. Please help them. We turn to you and we ask you to accept our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. We give them all to you right now because we know that you care for us. All of our anxieties, all of our cares, all of our struggles, they are yours right now, Father. Please handle them for us. And I give you this program. Help me to step aside so that you can speak through me. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us today. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her help as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Please continue to pray. If you need something in your life, and we all need things, we need spiritual things, we need temporal things, we need to keep praying every day. You are not going to bore the Lord. All right? You're not going to make him get annoyed. Trust me. Keep asking for what you need. If you don't ask, you may not receive. And it's going to be nobody's fault but yours. See? We have to keep asking. We forget this sometimes. We treat the Lord as if we treat one another as we treat one another. We think, if I keep asking him, he's going to tell me, get lost, you're bothering me. He doesn't do that. He just wants us to talk to him. And in today's gospel, we're going to hear a powerful message. Apart from Jesus, we can't do anything. Keep that in mind. With him, however, all things are possible. My name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to The Gary Zimek Show. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You're a big part of this show, and I'm so glad you joined me. This show has been on the air for over 5 years now, every Monday through Friday. 30-minute podcast, free of charge on iTunes, on followingthetruth.com, or on blogtalkradio.com. You can get it in any of those three ways. Actually, there are a few more ways you can get the program, but they're the main three. It's always free of charge, and I'm pleased to have you as a listener. Do me a favor. Let your friends know about this show. We've got plenty of room at the table, as long as they bring their own beverage and snacks. I can't provide food, but I can provide 30 minutes of talk about Jesus Christ. So with that in mind, let's take a look at our readings for Wednesday of the fifth week of Easter. Now remember, we're getting near to the end of the Easter season. There's 7 weeks that we celebrate in the Easter season. Then we go into Pentecost Sunday and Ordinary Time. We're back in Ordinary Time. We'll do that for several weeks until Advent, but I don't want to get ahead of myself here. We got lots of good things coming up throughout the rest of the year, God willing, on this program. And again, that'll be, it's dependent on you, your support. If you want me to continue with this program, you are the way that that will be possible. You are the reason why we are still here on the air after 5 years, because you're contributing financially, because you're praying, because you're letting people know about the program. This is how you're helping me to stay on the air to talk about Jesus. But we got lots of good things going on. We'll talk more about those things in the weeks to come. Right now, I've got mass readings to do. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you were circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others would go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about this question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. Now, one of the things I like about these readings, these first readings throughout the Easter season, is we're in the Acts of the Apostles, and we're getting a glimpse into the inner workings of the early church. Now, there's a downside to a reading like this. The downside is you can read this as a historical narrative. You can read it in the same way as you would a history book. You don't want to do that. It's okay to get the story. The storyline is that's fine. You're supposed to do that. But you don't want to stop there, because here's what happens. Every time you read the Bible, the Lord is speaking directly to you right now. This reading is being proclaimed in a way that it's never been proclaimed before in the present moment. Think about that, because it's mind-blowing. Even though this reading has been read many times, you've heard it, and even before you were alive, this reading has been proclaimed time and time and time again. People have read it over and over and over again. But right now, in 2016, on this day, this reading is being proclaimed, spoken to you from the Lord in a way that it's never been spoken before. Why? Because it's His word to you and to me. He's speaking to us. That's what's happening when you read the Bible. So we want to try to hear what the Lord is saying to us. He's got a message for you, a specific message for you, and a specific message for me. They could be different. As long as we're not going off the deep end and interpreting it in a way that doesn't jive with church teaching, He could very well have a message for you and a message for me that could be different. Sacred Scripture is incredibly deep. So here's my take on this. There was a question. In the early church, there were some difficulties. There was some confusion as to the practices that should be followed by Christians. Remember, Christianity is very new. So some people are saying that Christians must be circumcised according to the law of Moses. Now, because we have some Gentile Christians and we have some Jewish Christians, so therefore, confusion is arising. What happens? Paul and Barnabas decide to travel to Jerusalem in response to this question to meet with the apostles and the elders of the church. In other words, they consult the church about this. This is, in effect, a church council, if you will. This is a meeting. They're going to try to tackle this question. Because remember, Jesus has ascended into heaven. If the Lord was alive at the time, they would go to him and say, Lord, what's the deal with this? In effect, what is happening, what still happens to this day, is that Jesus speaks through his church. And the Holy Spirit protects the church from teaching error. There are going to be questions that arise in your life that will be mystifying. You'll be confused. You won't know what to do sometimes as a Catholic in regard to certain moral issues in your life. What do you do? Well, the first thing to do is go to the church. See what the church has to offer about your question. This is advice right here from the Lord to you. This is the reason the church is such a great blessing in our lives. The church helps us with so many moral issues. Now, there are times when there might be a gray area that we've got to figure out for ourselves. We might have several options. All of them are moral. It's not a question of making a moral or an immoral choice. We might have two moral choices. What do we want to do? That's where discernment has to become more personal between you and the Lord through prayer, through looking at circumstances. But always the first course of action when you're trying to make a decision is to turn to the church. To be thankful that as Catholics we do have that visible church. So we're going to see this play out. And I just want you to have a greater appreciation for the gift of the magisterium, or the teaching authority of the Catholic Church. This is a great blessing. A lot of people don't have that. People who aren't Catholic, they don't have that. We have it, so we're very blessed. Now, there are other ways, there are other messages we can look at for that reading. We can look at the obedience of Paul and Barnabas, not wanting to make decisions on their own. We see a lot of that today. Oh, who cares what the church says? The church doesn't know. Here's what we should do. I know. No, that's not right. Paul and Barnabas were humble enough to submit to the church because Paul understood that Jesus Christ and the church are the same thing. He knew it because on the road to Damascus, he understood that. So Paul absolutely knew the importance of turning to the church. So we'll read more about that in the days to come. But that's today's first reading, the responsorial psalm, Psalm 122. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats for the house of David. Paul and Barnabas, they're heading to the church in Jerusalem. They're rejoicing because they're appreciating the beauty of the church. Do you appreciate the gift of the Catholic Church? You know, if you don't, pray about it. Pray for an increased appreciation for the church. A lot of us take it for, you know, I try not to, but it happens sometimes. We take the church for granted, especially those of us who are cradle Catholics. We're baptized into the church, and we often take the church for granted. We really don't want to do that. We really, really don't want to do that. So let's continue to pray for an increase in appreciation for the Catholic Church. All right, let's see what we have here. That's the first reading. The second, the responsorial psalm. Now the gospel. John 15, verses 1 through 8. This is powerful. Fasten your seatbelts for this one. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me You can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. And again, you know, you see that message. That message again, really coming to the surface in this gospel reading. Apart from Jesus, and apart from his church, because Jesus and the church, they are one, we can do nothing. It's critical that we understand that. It's absolutely critical that we understand that. So let's pray for an increased desire to follow Christ and to better appreciate his church. So many people don't appreciate it. We need to change that. We need to change that and let people know that if you love Jesus, you're going to love his church. Very, very important. Now, I talked more than I thought I would about this. Let's take a look at the second. You see, this is why sometimes I get excited about Scripture and I don't get time to do the theme. Let's talk about this briefly. My Daily Bread, Man's Interior Conflict. This is a book that we use generally on Wednesdays. Listen to this meditation. This is a meditation that could come from Christ to you. My child, when I created the first man and woman, I gave them many gifts to make their earthly life as easy and peaceful as possible. They were free from pain, labor, sickness, and death. They immediately knew the answers to whatever problems came along. They had complete command over the appetites and desires of body and soul. Over and above these gifts, they were given grace to live a supernatural life. Dwelling within their souls, I gave more than natural light to their minds, and more than natural strength to their wills. None of these gifts really belong to human beings. I added them over and above the gift of human life, along with the natural human powers of body and soul. At any time, I could take away these extra gifts, and man would still have all that naturally belonged to him. I left it up to Adam to decide whether he and his children were to keep these extra gifts forever. As the representative of the human race, Adam was to make one intelligent and free act, an act of obedience to my will. By this act, he would be acknowledging the supreme truth of his existence, that he is a creature completely dependent on me, his creator. Remember that gospel when Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. But see, Adam disobeyed. Adam disobeyed the Lord's commandment. He had it good. But he blew it. He blew it for all of us. The exterior act of eating the fruit was a small act, but the interior rebellion against my will, see, that was a serious matter. Adam wanted to be equal to me. As a result, I took away my extra gifts. Man now has to bear an inner conflict, a conflict quite natural to him. His animal appetites now go after their wants without regard for his better judgment and free will. Often this interior conflict brings confusion to the mind and indecision to the will. Yet man's natural reason is still able to judge good and evil, still able to distinguish truth from falsehood. As long as you have a human body on earth, you cannot be entirely free from venial sins, nor can you live without some sorrow and weariness. Yet you must do your best with patience and determination. All too soon, this present state of disorder will pass away. Then will your earthly life melt away into the perfect life which I have promised to those who keep my commandments. So here's what we're faced with. We are faced with this moral dilemma. Do I do what I want, even if it goes against the Lord's commandments, or do I submit to his authority? We saw a great example, Paul and Barnabas. They submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ and his church. We've got that choice to make. The choice is up to us. We either say, yes, Lord, I believe and I submit. I'm the creature. You are the creator. Or we say, hey, I'm going to do it my way. You know what the answer is, don't you? Let's pray for the grace to be always able to be obedient to the Lord. That's where you're going to find the peace in your life, too, by following God's will. I got to run. We're out of time. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.